Today, we celebrate the birthday of the Blessed Virgin. We first of all reflect on the rejoicing that there must have been in heaven when finally the promised woman of Genesis had come, a human person who was without original sin. A human person who loved God absolutely and perfectly as much as she could at every single moment of her life, even as a child in the womb. She loved God completely and at every instant, with every beat of her heart. She loved God even more. Yet, at the same time, we reflect upon the glory of this feast. We also hear St. Paul say, those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. And so on one level, we could say that the birth of the Blessed Virgin had in earnest, begun the work of salvation, because the woman who would give birth to the Messiah, the woman who would be the perfect human being, the one who would be able to show everyone else how they are to live, was now in the world. Yet at the same time, we can see that God, for centuries, had already been working on this whole notion of salvation. We read the genealogy of our Lord, and the Jews were familiar with every person in this genealogy, and it was like recalling the whole history of salvation. From the first moment that Adam and Eve fell, God was right there to promise a Redeemer. And the promise of a Redeemer had one other point that was promised with it. That is that there would be a woman who would be intimately involved, and that woman would crush the head of the serpent. So, right from the very beginning, not only did God promise that this would be the case, but he began working with humanity to try to lead us, toward that salvation. Now, when we hear in the gospel reading this genealogy of our Lord, we see some of the most abominable characters that ever lived in the history of Israel. Yet, this was precisely the way God chose to prepare the people of Israel for the Messiah, in a hidden way, in an unexpected way. Who would expect with a cast of characters like these that the Messiah could possibly come from that? And yet when we just simply look at Our Lady, it was once again in a hidden way, in an unexpected way that God chose to bring the Messiah into the world. You know, who would have expected that there would be a woman without sin and a woman who is the most humble of all the creatures that God ever created? You know, it's in these unexpected ways that God will work, so that that we have to have faith. You know, if God were doing things with bells and whistles and neon signs flashing, you know, that wouldn't take much faith. Wouldn't require much faith. And that's the reason why our Lord, you know, would silence the demons who would try to speak and tell people who he was. And that's why he'd even tell people, you know, to not tell anyone of the miracles that he worked for them, because they needed faith. It was why he called himself the Son of Man rather than calling himself the Son of God. Because we have to have faith. So as we celebrate today this glorious feast of Our Lady, it's the same thing, you know. All we that we would see on a natural level would be a beautiful baby girl. No one would be able to look at her and say that she doesn't have original sin. You know, she wasn't doing extraordinary things from the time she was born. But like her son, well, she lived an ordinary life in a most extraordinary manner. Complete union with God in the seclusion of her heart. Now, you know, obviously some of that would manifest itself, you know, just as it did with Jesus. But the fact of the matter is that what most people would have seen is just a normal little girl. God had hidden everything from the eyes of most of the people, so that that they would have to have faith, that they would have to have trust in God, and they would have to see in the example of Our Lady the way that God would also work in our lives in a hidden, unexpected manner. Although for us it's different. Well, it's not just all humanity that would not be expecting anything, but it's we ourselves, you know, who would not be expecting any of the things that God is doing in us. And that's good. But we have to have faith, and we have to cooperate with the graces that Our Lady obtains for us, with the work that our Lord has chosen us. He's begun in us, each one of us, this work. Because, you know, he's also called each one of us, which means, you know, he's also predestined us, which means that he has justified us, which means that he has also glorified us according to the very words that we heard from St. Paul in today's first reading. Now, you know, many people want to fight against that. You know, Our Lady didn't fight against what God was doing in her. It's time that we stop to realize that God chooses to work with a very unlikely cast of characters. He chooses to work in ways that are hidden and unexpected. We need to cooperate with him so that we can be justified in Christ, so that we can be glorified in Christ, so that right now, at this very moment, and for all eternity, we can join Our Lady in giving greater glory to God.